Blog Talk Radio.
Talk to the twins on Blog Talk Radio. Hello. This is PNP Talk to the Twins. And we want to thank you so much for tuning in to our love and relationship show. This is Tuesday, August the 16th, 6:30 p.m. sharp, and we are live. We are in the studio. We have a little noise going on, but we are here, and we are ready, honey, to talk about some awesome things when it comes to love and relationships. We love talking about love and relationships because
we know all about it.
That's what I like to say. But anyhow, this is Angel Wing. Wow. And butterfly.
Oh. What you doing? Hate is gonna hate.
Oh, it's just a new day, honey. New mercy, new day. We are so excited to be on the show today.
Yes, yes.
And to be given our expertise of peace. You know, we coaches to life.
Yes,
light and coach. But anyhow, we are talking about loving yourself. And, you know, the topic was love me like I love myself.
Right, right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so if I love myself, you got to love me just as much. You know, show me the love that I'm showing myself. And how we do that with self-love, because people out there, you can see a person that doesn't show love to themselves.
Right.
The way you can see it is how they carry themselves and allow others to treat them. Exactly. That's the number one.
Yeah, because you know the saying, you want people to see how you treat yourself is how they're going to treat you.
Or it's going to be a reflection. You allow them to treat you.
Yeah.
And sometimes, you know, we don't see it as, you know, we let someone, oh, they slip up and do something that you're not too happy with. But, you know, you say, oh, we'll let it slide this time. You know, but just know that you're building a trail. You're making a trail of how you are going to be treated from that day forth. So I call it nip it in the bud. You got to nip it in the bud.
Yeah. Right.
So,
loving yourself.
By loving yourself. Because you have to say, well, I treat myself that way. And so, and what I cheat on myself? Huh? Or what I, you know, do, treat, talk to me that way. I look in the mirror and say, ooh, you fat. Or, ooh, you, you know.
Yeah, what I cuss
people may do that.
No, what I cuss myself out.
Oh, when I put myself down?
No.
Not if you love yourself. No, you're going to
uplift
yourself up.
So yeah. You uplift yourself so others will uplift you.
Right.
And you uplift others.
Amen.
Because you want to be a reflection of who you are. Because
exactly.
It's true. You know, it's so true when they say your reflection, you attract those things that's in you. And it's trying to get you to correct yourself.
Ooh,
something, huh?
Okay. Right. And so, You attract those things that you carry yourself in some instance. And I do believe that. Some people may not agree, but I think that is true because definitely men can pick up on things that we women sometimes we just can't pick up on. You know, like if you're feeling like you're not being desperate, and a man can see a desperate person.
Yes,
so they
right
can. And then you have those fellas out there and women that prey on people with that, you know, type of mentality or that type of mindset. They can read it. They can pick up on it. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And so you don't want that. You definitely don't want that. So this is Love and Relationship Tuesday with PNP. Talk to the Twins.
Yeah.
And we love talking about love and relationship. And it's like, love me like I love me. I want to love myself first.
then I can give you a little bit of love. I can give you a little bit of love that I have for myself. You know what I'm saying?
Right, right.
I'm not just going to throw it out there, you know.
To end it, right. Like you said, don't throw, cast your pearls to swine.
Right, exactly.
Swine could be somebody mistreating you, male or female.
Somebody not worthy of your time.
Somebody not worthy of your time. That's one thing you cannot get back in
your time.
Right
on.
Yeah. So that's like wasting $1 million. Your time.
Oh,
like giving $1 million one time and say back to the trash heap.
Right, right, right. Exactly.
So make sure you pay attention to those things. We got a little jazz here. I think it's a little too loud. We're going to turn down DJ. DJ, can you turn it down for us? Thank you, Lisa.
Oh, I was thinking turn it off, honey. Well, DJ, don't have that tease.
Anyway, I'll talk to the twins. We love bringing up love and relationships. And we're talking about loving yourself first. And things you can do to love yourself first. One thing I like to do is I like to pamper myself and make sure, you know, that I'm taken care of physically by my own self first. You know, I like to wash the body.
I know.
Yeah. And I like to, you know, pamper myself, get my toes done, and my nails up. But it's time to get toes done right now. Yes, I don't want my pretty toes right yet. But that's the part of loving myself. Appreciate that when they see that. Just showing that
you're hygiene.
This ain't
soap,
hygiene, honey.
Yeah.
Your hygiene.
They smell like
rolling
somebody.
Yeah. So,
do
I hear
amen?
Let me this silly clean. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. Yeah, that's a part of loving yourself. Another part of loving yourself is the way you think internally. This is, you know, not so much the outer appearance, but the way you think of yourself. Because as you think of yourself, that's what you will become. You will become what you think of yourself. Am I correct?
Yes, you are. So,
and people may see you as that, the way you think of yourself. And you don't let nobody see you thinking yourself as a rat dog. That's your thinking.
Yes.
So you have to just be careful and be wise of how you carry yourself and your hygiene. So that, you know, knowing yourself is strong.
Exactly.
So you're not going to tolerate, you know, any kind of overthinking.
Right.
And you're like, I hate it when people are like, oh, I love myself. But then at the end of the day, they're not showing it. You know, they don't show it because they don't speak highly of themselves. You know, sometimes you have to sell yourself. You know,
right.
You know, you got it, but sell yourself and say, yes, I do this. I am this. I feel good about this. I feel I am somebody.
Right.
You
so
know.
It's your first impression is really
exactly
what you're saying, too. Your first impression is huge. So
exactly.
You have to be sure that you carry yourself accordingly.
Exactly. I found an awesome quote. I'm trying to find this quote. It was so good.
Ooh.
And I hope I can find this quote. But while I'm looking for this quote, I'm going to play this little ditty for you.
Your knees and pray.
Yes, sir.
Ooh, Angel ain't about to get. Nah. Okay.
All right, give me a number. Give me a number.
Next is win yourself over.
Ooh, I know how you do that.
Win yourself over. Convince yourself that you are number one.
Ooh, I love it.
Can you do that?
Yes.
All right, sir.
All right.
Yes, sir. All
right.
Next.
Yes, sir.
Don't compare yourself to
nobody. I know.
Yes.
Yeah, that's like oranges and apples.
Right. That's like, you know, you said, oh, Janet Jackson, she has a great body, but look at me.
You don't want to do that. Yeah, Janet Jackson got money. She don't have a great body.
No, no, she pays for that body.
Yeah. Some of us can. And even if you do pay for that, that don't mean it's perfect. That don't mean it's right.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Maybe that beauty is in the eye of the beholder.
Of your own self.
Of the beholder.
Love yourself first.
And then another thing is build strong friendships.
Now, that's
going to be hard to do. Honey.
Yes, sir.
Especially in the time we need.
Yes.
But you can do it.
Be your own best friend. How to build that.
Be positive.
Be your own best friend.
But recognize the snakes, honey, because they slither long and low.
Yes, sir. Grass and weeds are high.
Yes.
So you must look between the weeds and split them in half and say that snake. All right, next.
Oh, somebody get Angel Wayne. Okay, next, get healthy.
Now,
may not have a thin body frame, still eat healthy.
Yes.
Do some cardio exercise, some weight training. Yo, get out and
yoga.
Walk. Yoga, we love yoga.
Yes,
it's hard.
Get back to that yoga.
Yoga is so hard, but we love it.
It's worth it, though. It's worth it. Because, baby, I'm worth it. Oh, baby, I'm worth it.
Fifth Harmony will be here on August 20th. She and not Fifth Harmony.
Oh, honey, they don't know. They missed it. They missed it when they
missed it. That should put
you in the group. I know. Simon! Call me. And woo!
Simon, don't call her. But if you
honey, Simon would love me.
Another thing is, this is something I've done before. I don't know if I really like it.
What's
that? Because it's dangerous out here.
What?
It's to travel alone.
Ew.
Now, I've flown to California by myself and Puerto Rico and stuff. Of course, I met somebody on the other end, but I did.
Go by yourself.
Yeah, you know,
I'll do that.
I boarded that plane on my own.
I travel in pairs because, honey, maybe it's safer. So, in this day and time,
scratch that.
You still can travel alone.
You can travel
like,
farther.
Go to dinner by yourself.
Like you just go to dinner by yourself.
Okay.
Round the corner.
Back.
Right out.
Is that
okay?
That's some good
advice.
Love yourself first. This time, I love you first.
Yes.
That is good to take yourself to dinner, have a nice dinner or something at a country club or something like that.
Right.
You know, and then just you're treating yourself so you'll have standards when you get out there in a dating.
Yes. Safety first, ladies and gentlemen. And then know what you deserve. So really, to sum it up, know your worth.
Yes.
You are worth more than rubies and pearls.
Girl. And don't crack your pearls to these swines. Don't tell them that.
Yes.
Don't
give
them that.
So those, we got this from the Thought Catalog. And
awesome.
Of course, we had thought about this
before.
Sometimes
you have to
research.
Yeah, research and relook at things because sometimes you get lost in life's journey.
Right. And you have to be memorized. You have to be reminded.
Yeah, to go back. And reading is fundamental.
Yeah. So
if you go in and read and say, let me see some things, some tools, and that's what we have given you. We have given you tools to use in order to love yourself first, in order for you to get to that point where when you meet someone and eventually family or a bond with someone, you will have those tools to help you in that relationship because then you will know how you will want to be treated and how that person should be treating you and how you should be treating that person.
Right.
So you got to love yourself first. You have to show yourself that you are valuable. And
right.
You have to believe it.
And achieve it.
Yes,
and
sir.
You shall receive it.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Yes, sir. And so sometimes, you know, we forget that. You know,
right.
You
never fret the twice to remind you,
honey, because we don't want nobody treating nobody bad.
That's right.
I can stand it.
That's something. See, we're Libra, so we like balance. We like
well,
balance.
They say we all don't play, but we together.
We have balance.
Our scales are on the right side.
We have balance. We have our own kind of balance.
Exactly. Yes, sir. Yes, we do. But the first balance, honey, the first love that was love you like no other, man or woman, is the Lord.
Somebody talking like her name is Angel Wayne. Go ahead, finish it.
I just want to say, yeah, God is your first love. He don't love you like no other. He created you, so he loves you.
So try to love yourself like God loves you. Have a backtrack.
But you can't do that.
Mm-mm. You gotta even love yourself as much as God loves you. Think about that thing. Marinate on it. Think about it.
Go on, butterfly.
Oh, I love our dance instrumental.
Oh, soft jazz.
Love
and sexy
with you. I keep on falling in love. Love with
oh,
you.
Oh, butterfly. She is falling in love with herself.
Yes, fall in love with yourself. Sing that song to yourself.
Oh, yeah. Oh, wow. Well, she just in it to win it. No.
I hadn't practiced. I had my lemon peas or something.
Lemon peas.
She knew she was not young. She been on, nipping on something. No, I have not.
Nipping on love.
Nipping on loving myself.
Love.
Yes. She laughing. She got to give a bug.
You amazing.
What you laughing at?
And you know what? What's love got to do with it? We always love sex. My mother preached that, honey.
Happy birthday, mama! Happy birthday, mama! It's our mom's birthday. We need to say happy birthday to her.
Oh, actually, broke her toenail.
I need the paramedics. Angel Wayne has crushed my
toenail.
Angel Wayne has crushed my toenail with her giggling tail. I think she been nipping on something.
I nipped her nail.
Look at my toenail. I'm going to post it on Facebook.
Don't put that toenail on. Put that in my toenail.
Lay yourself, honey. See, you had to love yourself how you had people call your name.
Fitness, Do something new and different for yourself. And don't
make them. Yeah, and another one, don't compare yourself
yep.
to others.
Yeah, don't look at somebody else. You look at Michael Phelps. He had been looking over on that right side, he would have lost that gold medal.
Right.
He would have been a silver medal. I don't want a silver medal. I want a gold medal. That is what you're going for, your destiny. You keep your eyes on the prize. You stay focused.
The prize is Jesus. He was
the
best
your focus.
Prize we ever got.
Amen.
Keep your focus on him.
Yes.
Speak highly
of
to yourself.
Yeah.
You know, do your I ams in the morning. I am blessed. I am a survivor. I am healed. I am whole.
I am beautiful.
I am loved. I am wanted. Not wanted by the FBI now, but yes. I am important.
Yeah, I am kind.
I am kind. I'm wise. You know, go on,
and so forth.
Yes, positive things. Speak it in your life. Well, we're about to round this thing up. Wind up.
Okay.
So we are so happy that you listen to PNP Talk.
Talk to the twins on Blog Talk Radio.
And yes, amen. That was a great show. And we are running a special. If you would like to do cyber advertising, let us know about your business, your function, or whatever that you're having.
$20.
We'll be glad to do it. If you need more details, email us, twicetwins@gmail.com. Or you can also DM us on Instagram, Talk to the Twin Show, or Twice Twins. Or you can also send us a message on Twitter, Talk to the Twins. So we just want to say thank you. We thank God for you. And before we go, we're going to sing happy birthday to our mother. She's in the background right now, hanging out in the studio. Yeah. She said, hello.
Yeah.
She is a wonderful, vibing, 65 years old, beautiful. She
young.
Every bit of
35,
and we just love her to pieces. God that has blessed us so.
Yes.
This show is dedicated to our mom because she's the one that taught us to love ourselves,
yeah.
No matter what the others think. So this show was right on point today, August 16, 2016. So here we go. Let me turn on the jazz first, honey.
Yes.
DJ, cut it.
Me too.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear.